Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you? Hello?
Oh, no. I had a question about who, if I'm eligible to should get a vaccine.
And what is your age?
I'm 49 and a half.
What's your occupation?
Well, I'm in sales. I'm here at the university, Troy University Athletic Department.
You work at the school?
My office is here at the university, but like I'm not a teacher or anything, you know what I mean? But my office is here at the university. But I was reading something too.
But you still work with students?
Not necessarily.
Supplies or anything?
Well, I just sell like the advertising for the athletics here. And so I'm in contact with some of them, but not, you know, like a whole classroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like with like GA students. So I don't know. My concern was like with I got high blood pressure, you know.
Oh, with the underlying health problem.
Yeah, I read that and I said, well, heck, that's me. I've had high blood pressure for a long time, but I didn't know if I should get it or wait or
I don't see why you wouldn't qualify though, seeing as though you still like even though you're not a teacher, but you work in a school setting like college, you know.
Yeah.
So and then with the underlying health, we can pre-register anyone. It's not up to us as far as if you're able to get the vaccine. That would be up to the discretion of your local health department. That's the only thing.
I got you. All right, so I can just call like my local health department here and say, look, here's my situation, and just put me on the list or whatever.
Right. Well, I can give you the number to get on the list, but you can still refer to your local health department if you want to, you know for sure. But we can still put you on the list. We're allowed to pre-register anyone. It's just whenever your phase is available, that's when you'll have that definite date of when you can go and get your shot. But I don't see why you don't already qualify, though. With what you told me. But do you already have the vaccine? Excuse me. Do you already have the vaccine appointment line number? Okay, get a pen and paper. I'm going to give you the number. And you can, if you want to, you can reach out to them and try to see if they can assist you with that. 855.
Yeah, okay.
566. 5333.
Okay, I'll call them. My main thing I saw were like I fall under category 1C, and that's with high blood pressure. Yeah,
okay, we're on 1A and 1B right now. We didn't get to 1C yet, but speaking of the school thing, I would think that you would still be qualified. That's why I'm like.
I'll ask them.
But it wouldn't hurt to ask, you know? Right. Because it makes sense. You still work within the setting. I mean, I understand you don't teach, but you work in the setting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because I know I saw this thing on YouTube where it was talking about if you got high blood pressure and it gets you, it showed how that corona will mess you up.
Ooh,
how
Lord.
It attacks your ACE inhibitors and stuff.
Don't need
man,
that.
I don't need that. I got two small kids.
Okay.
But anywho, hey, I appreciate your time and help, but I'm going to call this 855 number, and I'm going to see what all they tell me on it. So.
All right. Well, I hope I've been able to help, and if you need more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Be safe, okay?
Will do. All right. Thank you. All right.
No
take
problem.
Care.